it mobilizes the foreign currency which we're losing when people go out to buy from outside. The foreign currency they were spending on transport, accommodation, and a lot of other expenses whenever somebody travels, that is now being saved. The next advantage is that goods are now available in the shops, which will have been designated countrywide, and this will ensure that those shops can now continue in business and thereby retain, you know, the labor force that they have been actually offering now because of shortage of goods and services on the market. So we'll see an increase in availability of goods and services. We're also going to see an increased availability of foreign currency now for more use in other areas, strategic areas, than what has been happening.
Now, Mr. Zemba, I've been talking to the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, which says that if businesses are going to be allowed to charge in Forex, therefore workers should be paid in Forex. What's your take on this?
There is a catch-22 there. They've got a point there. I think what we have seen is in critical areas, if the company is generating or doing business in foreign currency, it will then be allowed to pay their workers in Forex. And we've seen, for instance, the mines, you know, doing that.